Celtic fans are known for travelling in big numbers. Over the years, the Celts have often been the first team to visit and open many football grounds, including some very famous locations. This latest podcast tells some of these stories. In 1892, Newcastle East End took over Newcastle West End to form Newcastle United. In September of that year, East End played for the first time at their new home venue of St James's Park. Although this game was advertised as featuring Newcastle East End, in fact, Newcastle United historians regard this as United's first game at St James's Park. Their visitors for this maiden match were Celtic, who were taking part in an English tour. 5,000 fans were in attendance to watch the game, and they saw the visitors claim a narrow 1-0 win. Johnny Campbell got the only goal, making him the first man to score at St James's Park when it was Newcastle United's ground. Closer to home, St Mirren have played in various venues in Paisley. In 1894, they moved to their Love Street ground, which was properly called St Mirren Park. On the 8th of September 1894, the Celts were the first team to visit. With a chance to see the new ground, and encouraged by good weather, St Mirren Park was packed for the Celts' visit. Playing in a league game, the home side had little to cheer about on the park as they lost 3-0, thanks to goals for Celtic from Joe Cassidy and a Sandy McMahon double. Love Street was of course a venue that would later have an important place in the hearts of Celtic fans. In 1986, on the final day of the league season, the boys famously won 5-0 to snatch the league title from Hearts, who fell to an Albert Kidd-inspired Dundee defeat. Almost a year after the St Mirren match, on the 3rd of August 1895, Celtic were invited to play Motherwell. The purpose of this friendly match was to be the official opening of the new Fir Park. It was an utterly one-sided affair as Celtic hammered their hosts 8-1. However, it could be argued that Motherwell and Fir Park later got revenge for this defeat. In 1937, Motherwell thrashed Celtic 8-0 at Fir Park, and this remained Celtic's biggest ever loss in a competitive game. Strangely, the 1895 game saw Celtic playing twice on the same day, using two different teams. Just as one set of green and white stripes was playing at Fir Park, another entertained Belfast Glentoran at Celtic Park, with the home side winning 6-0. Fir Park also featured on another occasion when Celtic played twice in the one day. In 1916, during World War I, Celtic were finding it difficult to complete all their games. So it was decided to play two matches on the 15th of April 1916. First, Celtic beat Raith Rovers at Celtic Park before travelling to Motherwell. A 3-1 win for the boys meant that they were champions. Partick Thistle's another team that's had numerous home venues. In 1897, they moved to Meadowside, which is right next to the River Clyde, close to the modern-day Riverside Museum. On the 8th of September 1897, Celtic opened this ground, beating Thistle 1-0 in a friendly. This is another venue where Celtic have some league-winning experience, and have also made Scottish football history. In April 1907, Celtic won the Scottish Cup by beating Hearts. 4 days later, they went to Meadowside and beat Partick Thistle 2-0. This meant that Celtic were the champions, and also the first ever team to win a league and Scottish Cup double. Another team whose grounds were close to Glasgow's biggest river was the appropriately named Clyde. One of their home venues, Barrowfield, was where Celtic first won a trophy, the 1889 Glasgow North Eastern Cup. However, in 1899, they moved to a new home, namely Shawfield, which in later years became a greyhound racing track. In August 1899, Celtic became the first team to play there, doing so in a league match which ended 0-0. Interestingly, Celtic later used Shawfield as a home venue. In 1929, a huge fire caused massive damage at Celtic Park. This forced the boys to play elsewhere, which included hosting Falkirk and Fird Lanark at Clyde's ground. In Scottish football, there's numerous examples of ground names which have been used for more than one venue. Celtic Park is one example, as is Rugby Park in Kilmarnock. In 1899, Kelly moved to the second of these grounds, which is still the modern-day site. On the 26th of August 1899, Celtic were the first team to be welcomed by the Ayrshire men. Playing a league game, big numbers turned out, with 10,000 packing into the venue, 2,000 of which were supporting the Celts. In fact, special trains from Glasgow had been put on to boost the numbers. They watch Celtic go 2 goals in front, but throw away this lead and have to settle for a 2-each draw. In the intervening years, Rugby Park has become an important venue for Celtic. Out with Celtic Park, this is the place where the Celts have most often played in title-winning games. Another example of a ground which is the second to use its name is East End Park in Dunfermline. Celtic have a small place in the history of both of these venues. On the 6th of May 1903, Celtic became the last team to visit the first East End Park. As part of a transfer deal, it had been agreed that the boys would play a friendly in Fife. This ended 7-2 to the visitors in what one newspaper described as a quagmire of a pitch, partly explaining why the Pars were on the move. 3 months later, Celtic returned to Dunfermline, this time to open the second East End Park. On the 19th of August 1903, they played another friendly. This time, it ended 5-1 to the Glasgow men. It actually could have been more than 5, but torrential rain meant full time was called 20 minutes early. Post-match reports praised Dunfermline's new ground, and also the new strips that the home team were wearing. In fact, August 1903 was also the month in which Celtic first wore their now famous green and white hoops. Hampden Park has been an important location in Celtic's history. There have actually been 3 Hampden Parks, and in 1903, Queen's Park moved to their 3rd and current one. In October of that year, Celtic were the first team to play at the venue, but they lost 1-0 to Queen's Park in a league game. This was far from Celtic's only Hampden story in the ground's opening season. In April 1904, Celtic beat Rangers 3-2 to win the Scottish Cup, a match which created the infamous Old Firm label. It was very much a day of firsts, being the first Scottish Cup final at the current Hampden. It witnessed Celtic's first Scottish Cup final hat-trick scored by Jimmy Quinn, and it was the first trophy claimed by the boys when wearing green and white hoops. Another story which is not about an entire stadium took place in 1912. That year, Celtic went to Kilbowie in Clydebank. On the 30th of August, the boys played Clydebank Juniors to open the ground's new pavilion, and Celtic claimed a 2-1 win that night. 20 years later, in 1932, Celtic made an East Coast journey to open a junior ground. Dundee side East Craigie had moved to a new home called Craigie Park. The ground was officially opened by Lord Kinnaird, a football legend who played in 9 FA Cup finals, still a record to this day. 7,500 fans were attracted to this friendly match, and they saw the West Coast team win 3-1. 2 other venues that were opened by Celtic had a Rangers connection, one of which would be considered to be an unusual event. On the 20th of August 1935, Rangers and Celtic left their Southside and East End homes to go to Springburn in the north of Glasgow. Their destination was Petershill Park, home of Petershill. The two teams had agreed to play a friendly as the official opening event for the ground, a match in which the Ibrox men ended up as 3-1 winners. The following year, Celtic and Rangers were again on the same pitch, but this time they were on the same side. In 1936, Glasgow University opened new recreation grounds in Girskaadin. In the first game, a joint Celtic and Rangers team played the Glasgow University 11. It ended 7-1 to the Old Firm side. Previously, Glasgow University recreation grounds had been located on the main university campus, just next to the famous Tower Building. This had an important place in Celtic history as the first venue in which the boys played a competitive game and also cup final, both coming in the 1888 Glasgow Exhibition Cup. The Celts have officially opened floodlights at different venues too. In March 1953, the boys did this at St James's Park, where they'd previously been the first visitors against Newcastle United, but this time they lost 2-0 to the home men. And then in October 1953, Celtic became the first side to play under a lighted Molyneux, losing 2-0 to Wolves. 6 years later, Wolves returned the favour by being the first visitors at Celtic Park to play under floodlights, and the English side also won 2-0 that night. Another floodlight opening event once again united Celtic and Rangers. In 1959, the two sides agreed to send representatives to Inverness to officially open the floodlights at Telford Street Park, home of Caledonian FC, On the 11th of March 1959, the Old Firm side beat the home team by 4-2. One Scottish ground which can cause confusion is Shielfield Park, home to Berwick Rangers. Although the pitch is geographically located in England, the home team play their football in Scotland. Like many other grounds, there have been two Shielfield Parks. The second of these opened in 1954, and Celtic were the first visitors. The boys' reserve team enjoyed a 4-1 victory in a ground where the main stand was not yet completed or open. The practice of Celtic opening grounds has continued in more recent times. On the 21st of July 1992, the boys went to Cork to open the new Bishopstown ground. However, it didn't yet have a safety certificate, so the players had to change in a porta cabin. Still, it didn't put them off as Celtic had a comfortable 2-0 victory against Cork City. Surprisingly, despite all the times that they were the first visitors to other grounds, Celtic were not the first team to play at the original Celtic Park. Instead, in May 1888, Hibernian played North Glasgow side Cowlairs. What was billed as a grand exhibition match ended in a scoreless draw. This meant that when Celtic then hosted Rangers later in the month, the boys became the first team to win at the new ground, thanks to a 5-2 triumph. Neil McCallum scored not only Celtic's first goal, but also the first goal at the new venue. However, when the second and current Celtic Park opened, the Celts were the first team to play there. In August 1892, the boys faced Renton in the first football game at the new ground. It proved to be an enthralling contest. Jock Bell of Renton was the first man to score at the ground, but eventually the Celts went on to claim a late 4-3 league victory. This game also continued a remarkable record enjoyed by one of the Celtic players. Johnny Campbell equalised in this match, making him the first Celtic player to score at the second Celtic Park. In 1892, he had been the first player to score at St James's Park when it was used by Newcastle United. And in 1897, he also got the first ever goal at Villa Park when he was on Aston Villa's books. As a club renowned for the huge numbers in which its fans travel, Celtic always bring noise and colour to the away grounds they visit. This explains why they have so often been deliberately invited to open new parks. In the years to come, this will no doubt continue as yet more venues have the chance to welcome Celtic's Green and White Army. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.